not really have anybody. We kind of suspended some of our programs, like our travel programs and mm-hmm. support groups, things that, you know, put people in close proximity and large groups. And so we've kind of been in that same pattern here for quite some time. Mm-hmm. We, you know, Dr. Gerald's been seeing his patients still in our building. So, though, you know, we've seen some of those guests. We're still serving our care management clients and all of the people in our homes because we're able to go to their homes, you know, keep them safe, keep ourselves safe. But mm-hmm. It's been a little strange in our building to not have a lot of traffic. And so we are kind of working on our first steps forward to kind of some normalcy. So starting this week, actually tomorrow, our physical therapy department, which, you know, physical therapy is essential. We could have been open this whole time. We chose to not be just to see kind of how it was. And so we're going to slowly start seeing some physical therapy patients back into our building this week. And so that will be new for us. And that will be our first stop. So everything else is still as it is. We're still seeing people in homes. We're still not traveling. We're still not having large groups. But we'll start seeing patients one-on-one in our physical therapy department this week. And then we are, you know, going to continue to work on a plan based on all the information that comes from us, all the kind of guidelines to see what's our next phase. When do we move forward with a new program and how do we do that safely and how do we keep not just our clients safe, but our staff safe and then our community safe? You know, if we're taking our responsibility when we go out to get some groceries, you know, we're keeping our neighbors safe that way. So it's been different. It's been a challenge, you know, for everybody, not just us, for this whole community. I'm proud to say that a lot of people I've seen, you know, we're trying to follow the guidelines and do it safely, stop the community spread. And we're going to continue to do that for, you know, however that looks for us. You're right. We serve a vulnerable population. We serve seniors. That's our heart. That's our mission. And so we don't want to just open our doors and say, come on back, and then have an issue. That's not, we want to do this slowly and safely, and we want to take every aspect into consideration, you know.
That's some good news, and I know a lot of people who are thinking, you know, yeah, that's probably the best course of action you can really think. And I know that many seniors have been a little bit more shut in than the rest of us here, and they're kind of feeling it. They want to socialize and what have you. They're just like anybody else. But they also know that there is still that risk for them still with this virus going around, and it's being taken into consideration. You're doing a fabulous job, and I like the way that your group has thought it through at Elder Care.
Yeah, we're trying, and you know, we're trying to connect with people. You know, we try and call and send notes and send letters and care packages because it's everyone. We're lonely, too. I was joking with you before we started that, you know, for the last, you know, what, 6-7 weeks, there's been a minimal amount of staff in our building, just those really essential to kind of keeping the day-to-day. And we've started to see, like, those physical therapy staff come back in. And I was like, it's a new face. It's a new person. I love you. Like, it's not just you guys. I mean, we're all a little bit, you know, ready for some normalcy. Mm-hmm. We're just not there yet. And we're going to take it slow. We're not going to run out the gate. We're gonna do it right.
Yeah, I like that. I really like that. Mm-hmm. That kind of, you know, reflects how you've taken care of business since its inception there with Elder Care. Now, with Elder Care, of course, you do take care of the seniors, and you involve them in a lot of things. And once we get back and moving around a little bit when it's safe, there are a lot of great things that people of a certain age, a certain seasoning. I like to think of myself as a seasoned citizen. Thank you.
Seasoned, I like it. I'll have to take that. Yeah,
there we go. We like to do, and it seems like Elder Care, you know, orchestrates a lot of those things.
Yeah, we do, and you know, I think that's probably for me personally been one of the saddest things is, you know, for the whole time I've been with Elder Care, you know, there's weekly bunco groups and there's day trips and there's support groups and you see all of these people who become your family and you're just so involved and then all of a sudden you're like, where'd everyone go? But you know what I would say is that even though we're still not open to the public, even though we're restricting access to those client patients and those PT patients, we're still serving. And so for an example, if you are, you know, needing a walker, a wheelchair, a bedside commode, you know, medical equipment, We're still loaning those out. You call, you leave a message. I usually call you back. We organize a way for you to just drive by, pick it up off the curb. And, you know, we've changed some of those systems, but we're still doing those things. The biggest thing is we're still serving in your home. Mm-hmm. So if you're tired of going to the grocery store, or you've decided that after this whole time that you no longer want to clean your own house forever, like you're just dead, whatever it is, or it's, you've decided that it's actually harder than you remember. Mm-hmm. We're still sending companions out to homes. We are still, you know, doing those things. And those companions can, you know, they do light housekeeping. They do meal preparation. They do errands. They're companion services. They socialize. They can be there for 24-hour care if that's what's needed. Mm-hmm. We're still doing that, and we are still taking new clients. We're not just serving those we had before this. We are still actively enrolling people who want those services. Now, they're private pay. Your insurance, unfortunately, doesn't cover things like that. Your long-term care insurance may cover that if you have it. But if you're looking for a little extra help in the home, we're still taking clients. We're still here. You just call, you leave a message, and we'll get you connected up. We're not done. We're still serving, and we're still serving a lot of people a month. We're just doing it, like every business, a little bit differently than we're traditionally used to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've always used the utmost care, but now even more so until this clears, if it ever clears. Yeah. So. That's wonderful to know that you're still taking in new folks.
We are. We are still taking. And if you are still looking for a resource, or you still have a question, I mean, you enrolling in Medicare, that's not going to stop. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still going to turn 65 potentially this year if this is who I'm talking to. Uh-huh. You may still have questions. You call and you leave a message. We're still connecting with people. We're calling them at home. We're still trying to do consultations on the phone. We're still trying to make sure you're getting all of those things. If you're still looking for suggestions on a hospice or a home health, or just a question like, I don't even understand this, call. We're still doing those things. They're just, you know, it may take us a little bit longer to get with you. You can't just drop by and ask if someone's there. It's going to take some grace from you to give us, you know, some 24, 48 hours to get back with you. But we're still doing it. We're still there. So give us a call. Let us know. This week, we're bringing back some staff to start answering phones on a limited basis. So now, mm-hmm. instead of just leaving a message, you'll have an option potentially of talking to someone for a little bit, mm-hmm. before we send them back home. So we're phasing into that. But we're still here to serve. And that is, mm-hmm. the biggest mission. If you are caring for someone who's 65 or older, if you are 65 or older, if you are nervous about your neighbor who is 65 or older, or 60 or anything, and you're like, what do I do? You just call Elder Care. We're still here, and we're still committed and standing firm to serving you.
Well, that is great to know. That is, you know, one thing I've picked up on is a lot of seniors through this COVID thing really got good at the computer.
Yes, I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I've been able to video chat with more people, and they've gotten really good. I know a lot of mobile orders are working, and I'm just thrilled. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's one thing we've identified, which is when we get back to a little normal, a little bit more technology education might be great, you know, mm-hmm. Moving forward. So
folks are warming up to it.
They are, absolutely. You know, Tom, one thing I wanted to say is we are taking new clients into our Brighter Living services and all that. And so when we do that, what that means is we're also still hiring. And so if you are looking to change careers right now, or maybe, you know, wherever you're working just had an unfortunate event that happens with this, it's happened to so many businesses. If you're looking for a new opportunity, we are hiring caregivers. And so if you want to join us in our mission to help seniors, and you want to go into the homes and socialize and maybe run some errands and help with some cleaning, we're hiring right now. And so that could be someone who maybe is out of school right now. Maybe it's a teacher or a paraeducator who's like, hey, I can fill in on the holidays all the time, or this. That's a great job. If you're looking for, I need a 12-hour shift because I've got child, you know, anything, we're hiring 12-hour shifts. We're hiring temporarily. So if you're ready for a new career opportunity, I would say give us a call or check out our website, and we would love to have you part of our team.
All right, now you got everybody excited here. What's the phone number?
It is 918-336-8500. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the website?
And the website is www.abouteldercare.org. And that's a great website. Not only can you find our employment opportunities, but you can also look at all of our programs. And, mm-hmm. you know, you might find a resource there before needing to call us. Or if not, it will list our number. You can send us an email. You can do all of those things. But we're just ready to connect. So whether it's you want to come work for with us. If you need a question, or I keep telling everyone, if you just are bored and you need to talk, you know, shoot us an email with a phone number and say, hey, anybody want to socialize? Give me a call. And we have staff. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll give them a call. I'll see how they're doing. So,
Wow, that's great. That is wonderful. You know, you were talking about the information that you provide for so many people, seniors and offspring of seniors.
Yeah.
to kind of give them the heads up of what's coming their way, especially when it comes to Medicare questions and stuff like that. Was it last fall that you held that?
Yeah, I mean, each fall, you know, there's open enrollment for Medicare Part D, that's your drug plan. But, you know, the thing about when you're getting closer to 65 or your parents are getting closer, you have a timeline that you can sign up for Medicare without penalty and all that. And so knowing those things and investigating those well before you turn 65. So if this is the year, you're like January, you know I have 6 months until I turn 65. You should start asking questions now, looking into those things. And so we have certified Medicare kind of counselors that can look at that and say, this is what you need to know. Yeah.
That is something else. And also, well, once we start to, you know, get back more toward normal, some of the on-site classes, or as we call them, talks or something like that, discussions, are really pretty cool, because not only are they informative, you know, they're a bit eye-opening too.
Yeah, absolutely. We try really hard to open lots of different topics up and be educating. So if you always have an idea, if you're sitting there and you're like, man, I want to know about this, again, shoot us an email. We'll keep it on a list of topics to reopen. And do that. You know, we cannot wait to get back to normal. I know everyone says that. We are excited. I was thinking the other day, I thought, you know what week this is? It's Mother's Day weekend. It's coming up. And so typically, we'd be pairing up for our barbecue, our big, you know, fundraiser that was canceled this year. And it's been strange to be like, what are we doing? Like, this doesn't feel right. But, you know, it's everything's changed, and so our barbecue's been canceled for this year. We are already looking forward to next year's barbecue. We're already, you know, putting those things in. But if you didn't hear that, you know, here's your announcement. There's no tickets. There's no barbecue. But what that does mean is, if you want to support us, whether that is financially or just to spread our mission, now's the time that we need those champions. And I think that's for any agency. People who love your mission and will talk about it and spread the word for you and say, hey, I know this great organization. If you're looking financially to contribute to someone, I'd encourage you to think about Elder Care and make a contribution on our website or send us a check. Yeah. But we're looking for champions that are out there telling people what we do and making sure people know we're open and we're open. I mean, I would say we're open to help by phone calls and what we can in person, and and we're there. So
great. And the takeaways we have for today is, yes, you're still taking clients.
Yes.
And two, you're hiring.
We are hiring. Yeah. So we are taking clients for Brighter Living. Again, that's that service where we come into your home. We can help with housekeeping and meal preparation or 24-hour care. You know, that can be helpful for some families who either it's just a little bit much. Caregiving can be hard, or it could be that you're children don't live here, or your parents don't live. You're in California and your mom lives here in Bartlesville. And we see that a lot, you know. So we become an extension of your family. And then again, if you are looking for a new career opportunity, we would love you to have, you know, be a part of our Brighter Living team. That team is so unique because our job is to invest in people's lives. So yes, your housekeeping, yes, your meal prepping, but what you're really doing is you're becoming an extension of someone's family. And that is so key for us. And that's how we really look at that. And so if you want to invest in someone like that and you're ready to make that change, you call us at 918-336-8500. Have you part of a team? Or if you're looking for an extension of your family, if you're looking for someone to come in and help, same number, can call us and we can get you set up as well.
Works both ways.
It works both ways. Absolutely.
Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care. Thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Tom.
All righty. We've got more coming up. And of course, our community connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a